USA Studios. Don Lemon, good morning.
Good morning. I'm really interested in what you guys have to say about this. I'm going to get your opinions at the end. Because Bill Cosby laid low for a while after those old allegations of rape surfaced. But lately, he's been trying to make a go of it. Even after at least 15 venues, there were more, canceled his appearances, Cosby showed up at the ones that didn't and was welcomed with open arms. That was initially. His PR people even sent out press releases touting how thrilled people were to see him doing comedy again. Then the reality set in. Women began showing up at his events with signs reading, "Bill Cosby is a rapist." And this, just a few days ago in Canada, a man interrupted his show screaming, "We believe the women."
Wow.
Cosby continued on with the show, but the yelling didn't stop. He begged his supporters in the audience not to engage the hecklers.
Let's address it. Now, here we're going to continue with our show.
Very piece of
Stop.
Really?
No, no. No, don't do this, please. That's all right. Stop, stop. It's all right.
But is it all right? Is it all right?
You can't go on after
as a comic, you cannot continue. You can't do another show.
Yeah. After reading and seeing some of these reports in the news, I've been wondering the same thing. Why is this 77-year-old man, he's almost 80 years old, who has all the means in the world, why is he putting himself out there?
To get on stage.
It's not the money.
But he's being ridiculed in front of a live audience. The video is going to go viral. You know, at the same time that I was thinking that same moment I turned on the TV and Wendy Williams was on.
No, it's not all right. And I'm gonna tell you why. See, this is to be where kids come into the fray. See, this is the time where you give your father the hook, like at the Apollo, right? And you pull him off stage and you sit down and you stage an intervention. I'm not counting on Camille, the long-suffering Camille Cosby, his wife, to do it, but it's up to the daughters. You know, modern people.
Not if they're your meal ticket.
Well, I have to listen.
It's
Bill Cosby has millions, hundreds of millions of dollars and not going anywhere. The further he goes on, the more I think he stands to sort of squander that by paying for, you know, shows and stuff. Listen, he's had a long career. He's denied all these allegations through his lawyers. His lawyers are no doubt advising him to stay quiet, meaning he can never address the allegations, meaning he has little opportunity for vindication. Listen, his sold-out shows, they are proof that there are people who want to see Bill Cosby do stand-up. But I think right now there are more people who want to see him sit down. Why would he even put himself through that trouble?
It's not even about the money. When you're a stand-up comic, sometimes when you're going through stuff, being on the stage,
you need to get on
that's
that stage.
Your outlet. You yeah. need to be on the stage. It's just
even with that, Sherry.
Even with that, it's being a
it's
comic.
It's the same thing as being a professional ball player.
Yeah, yeah. You still want to do it
when you're a musician. That's your truth. You get out there. You have
you
to.
Wanna,
express
yeah,
it.
You want to. You want. You want to get back out there.
But now you've become a spectator.
But you also don't have a sense of reality.
I don't know. It's just hard when now he's trying to calm everybody down and he's not, you know, there's a part of me that hurts to hear people call Mr. Cosby this. And I'm not saying because I've been very vocal about being for these women, but to see this legacy go down like this, I've watched The Cosby Show. I've watched Fat Albert. I've studied Bill Cosby for years. So to see this happening,
it hurts all of us.
It hurts.
I said that last night. Last night we had Beverly Johnson on, and I told the correspondent that we're the same age group in our 40s. So we grew up watching The Cosby Show. We grew up being proud of Beverly Johnson being the first black model on Vogue.
Yes.
And just to see this sort of clash of icons. She said she did not want to come out against Cosby, she said, because it's the last thing a black man needed. So it hurts. I know what you mean when it hurts. And that doesn't mean that you are saying the women are lying.
Exactly, but it's the fall from grace.
I'm with you, Sip. At some point, reality has to sit in. And no one is defending him. No one. Not
anybody.
Not one of the Cosby kids from the television show.
Well, she tried.
And Felicia, I bet you Felicia regrets she ever opened her mouth.
And then she took it back.
You think Malcolm Jamal Warner would put it in the spoken word and say something, but he hadn't.
No, Theo hasn't
said
anything.
Said a word, no.
Rudy, nobody.
So, Rudy, nobody.
He sent out a press release last night for, you want to hear it?
Yeah.
It's from Colorado. And this is, listen, you tell me if you think it's tone deaf. He said, "Dear fans, I have thousands of loyal, patient, and courageous fans that are going to leave their homes to enjoy the evening of laughter and return home feeling wonderful. I'm ready. I thank you, the theater staff, the event organizers, and the Colorado community for your continued support and coming out to experience family fun. Hey, hey, hey. I'm far from finished. Wow. States
Bill Cosby. Leave out the hey, hey, hey.
Yeah, leave out. See, that's Sybil, the out of touch with reality. He's attempting the humor. He's a comic. I get it. It's always your.
It's funny when you read it, but when you
say hey, hey, hey,
hey,
yeah, I'm with you. Yeah, you need to. He's got to sit down.
That's when you go, Dad. Could
yeah,
you come
on, Daddy. Just let's sit down. Put your house shoes on, Daddy.
Yeah. Put them all the way on. You'll just walk
Take
on the
your
back.
Teeth out and put them on the sink. We about to sit down. Oh, Mr. Cosby.
Don Lemon.
Hey.